Jack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Joburg and Polokwane with the bells ringing up to 23 degrees. Pretoria, a high of 24.
In your sport, disappointment as the Proteas suffer an 81-run defeat to Pakistan in the second ODI in Cape Town. And the sheer intensity of Alexander Usyk's rivalry with Tyson Fury encapsulated in an epic stare down that lasted all of 11 minutes last night.
Gee, a world record.
Yeah, I know.
A couple of delays, Pretoria side. Solomon Mahlangu Drive, south delays towards Bronkhorstspruit Road. R101 south delays at Bon Accord. And we've still got the stationary truck at Galuli's N3 north on the ramp to the N12 east.
Alex and Kola, bells please. Thank you. It is the last working day for the majority of the country.
Except Santa.
The bags are packed. The holiday starts. The airports company says it's ready to handle record numbers of travellers expected to arrive in South Africa from this morning. This is despite facing fuel and biometric system challenges in recent weeks. Anastasi Makobu has more.
The festive season is in full swing and Owa Tambo International Airport is preparing for its busiest period yet. Access CEO Mpumi Mpofu says Friday marks their busiest day.
That gives us 20,886 international passengers coming through, and that's both departures and arrivals, and 39,423 domestic travelers on the 20th.
Despite operational challenges in recent weeks, Mpofu says the company has put measures in place to manage the increased traffic. Anastasia Mukhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Kempton Park.
But it's not holiday yet for everyone. The National Energy Regulator is still working and it's a significant day for these officials. NERSA is expected to make the announcement today on the 36% electricity tariff increase proposal by Eskom. Meanwhile, Eskom announced yesterday it expects to report a full year profit of more than 10 billion rand next year, which will be the power utility's first profit in 8 years. Eskom CEO Dan Marokani told the media yesterday that's thanks to operational stability and government's debt relief package.
This year was a painful year, but it was also a building year in terms of our path towards recovery. This is a year when the generation recovery plan was instituted. A lot of effort went into investing both in maintenance expenditure, in human resources. It's also a year where we started seeing the government debt relief program kicking into action.
Now, speaking of money, if you're keeping an eye on the rand for the holiday budget, our currency has weakened further against a strong greenback. A dollar this morning trading at 18 rand 42, a euro 19 rand 8 cents, and £1 now costs 22 rand 98 cents. And is it a plane? Is it a bird? No. If you are a superhero movie blockbuster fan, then there's something to look forward to in 2025. The first trailer has been released for the hotly awaited reboot of Superman, a film expected to be one of the biggest releases of next year. And Superman lands in the ice on Earth with Crypto, his super dog.
Yay, about time.
And he looks very cool. I'm Gerda de Suzan, jou hoofnuus die uur. Die lughavensmaatskappy verwag 'n toeloop van passasiers. Vandag.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
What you love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
It's some kind of love. It's some kind of fire. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. You know I'm not wrong. You know I'm not lying. We do it better. Yeah, we do it better. Yeah.
I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves